When I was planning out my R wedding, I told Martin I wanted to get Jason Magbanua to shoot us. Best in the biz. He was the first supplier that I booked. Ah yes, wedding stress. Somehow it all seems so trivial and so long ago. Now we worry about things like tuition fees and how to get your son out of jail. Jason is so good at what he does. I've always wondered if his being a parent had anything to do with it. Listen in to hear his secret to longevity, his parenting philosophy, and his message to newlyweds at the start of the journey ahead. We got J-Mag himself on this episode of Mother of Fact. How are you, Jason? Oh my goodness, I haven't seen you since Balisin. Okay, technically that was, you know, just a couple of months ago. But still.
I've been good. I've been doing well. Things have been picking up as far as work, yeah, is concerned. And that's always a good thing. After being holed up for 2 years, not having the social affairs, no?
Yeah.
Kasi bawal talaga. And it's nice to be able to, you know, do what I love to do, what I need to do for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I remember Balisin. That was we met. It was sandwiched because I had a wedding the weekend before and the weekend after.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see you and the kids, Ricky. Ang bilis ng panahon.
I know, and what a pleasant surprise. You know, you and I both work in the wedding industry, sort of. You, of course, more immersed in it than I am, but it's nice to be able to have those, you know, moments where you bump into each other and you know what you're doing. And you know, I miss it as well. During the pandemic, it must have been really hard on you and your team, but like you said, it's slowly picking up now, diba?
That's right. Sabi mo, it's great to meet each other in a wedding environment. I guess that's one of the greater things about being in my field, in our field, because it's such a great environment to be in. You have people in love, you have great food, people dressed well, and you work with, you work with people that you like working with in general, right? So it's always a treat. So you always look, weekends are work, Saturday, you know, hey, it's a wedding. But then you get to the venue, you see photographers that you like working with, you see your friends, stylists, etc. It's great. It's great.
Yeah. Do you often get quizzed or questioned on what you do in weddings? Like, do you talk about it as a profession?
As a matter of fact, I do. Even before the pandemic, the lectures and the workshops that I do, ano yan, month in, month out. And because my first career was a teacher, that's why talagang sobrang open ako about what I do, about my techniques, equipment, etc.
Okay.
So sharing knowledge is like, it's part of the course. Sobrang parati akong tinatanong, and that's fine. And that's the way to grow the industry. I like it. I like it. I miss it nga eh. Kasi before, you know, you get invited to a school, you know, of course, you have the usual Binild, you have the usual Ateneo, but then you have invitations from Dumaguete, Cavite, Batangas. Sabi ko, if I'm free, you don't need to pay me, just pay the fare or gas money, I'm there. I'm happy.
Yeah, no? Galing, I didn't know that you were a teacher first.
Yeah, 5 years, man.
I did not know.
You know how in school, Loyola, no? They drill, no? Being persons for others. I kind of took that to heart, no? After graduation, and just said, "Let's go to the boondocks." Well, actually, hindi naman talaga boondocks, but it was a province south of Manila, Quezon Province, and I decided there was a teaching post there.
Random, or do you have like relatives?
No, I didn't know anybody there, but
crazy.
It was at that time. I always like telling this story because I always to make an example of like parang our parents. It's weird because I'm a parent now, but before talaga.
No, but that's great because this is a parenting podcast, right?
Fantastic. So,
Go ahead.
Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
As a parent, lalo na yung mga generation natin, our parents have expectations of us, no? From us. I guess it's the nature of how parenting is, especially if you grew up middle class. If you grew up middle class and you go to a good school, and this is Filipino mentality, which states that, hey, you gotta help out. You gotta help out after you graduate, you know, and I that's great. Helping out is great, but that sometimes stifles it. It stifles what the child really wants to do, right? And it was a long, difficult conversation. couple of decades ago, like maybe 3 decades ago, to just to say that parang, ma, I don't really want to go into the industry yet, which was like video production, no? I want to go to a province and be a teacher there for, I don't know, maybe a year, maybe 2 years. I don't know. It's just that it's what I wanted to do. And
it was calling.
Yeah, yeah. And I, alam mo, nakakatawa because a lot of the things that I'm doing now was really born out of that decision because ang dami kong nakilala sa Lucena City. My first employees up until now are from Quezon Province. That's where I really talagang I practiced my chops doing video. Diyan ako unang nagkaroon ng kliyente for wedding videos. All because I said, I put my foot down and said, okay, this is what I want to do. And not take up that editing post in the newly developed arm of ABS-CBN of digital post-production. At that time, pre-post. Sila Manette Direct, ganyan. Interview na ako. Ready na ako.
But you knew that you were good at that. That was your skill set.
Yeah, I would think okay, so. Because yeah. Lahat ng electives ko at that time, lahat, ano, video production, editing, ganyan. It was good. So, you know, as a parent, this being a parenting podcast, alam mo eh, dalapagdaan na mo yun, you kind of know like what you want to be and what intentionally, what kind of parent you want to be and what kind of parent you don't want to be. Which is not throwing shade at our parents, of course. It's just that, you know, like some things
that's
you can...
That's how it is.
Yeah, you get things from kung ano yung mapupulot mo at ma-apply mo, fine. But then you do your own thing.
I've never heard somebody say, you know what? I'm going to be exactly like my parents. You never hear anybody say that. You know what? I'm going to be exactly like my mother. I'm going to be exactly like my father.
For the few who do, I'm envious.
I've never. I call lies if anybody ever said that. But yeah, there are some things to the guy. And I feel like that's how life is. Like if you were raised a certain way, you tend to, I don't know. I think it's like a cycle. Like it's always different. But the reason why, Jason, I wanted to have you on my podcast, right, is because you are the most famous videographer in the Philippines. You're a storyteller, and you're also a father, right? And I love how we sort of started this conversation with your parents, because now you're a parent, and you have a son who also, like you, put his foot down and followed his heart, and it got him... in trouble,
yes.
Recently, right?
Big so, trouble. Can we talk? Ricky.
Yeah, can we talk trouble. A little? Because I was so shocked to know, you know, it just all of a sudden popped up on Facebook that you had this appeal to Tarlac Police, and you're like, you know, Jacob's part of it. And I was like, what? That must be so. Tell me how that was, Jason. What was that?
Okay, brief backgrounder. Jacob is my firstborn son. He's 20 now. Magda 21 na siya. Don't look him up on Facebook or Instagram. Hindi mo siya mahanap. Hindi pwede.
Hindi na.
Even before. The kid doesn't even follow me on Instagram. No,
no, really?
Anonymously lang.
Maybe.
So he's, ever since, activist yung, ano, yung leaning yan. He's an activist. Like, to the core. It's something that, never was I scared about it, though. I'm actually very proud because I had my roots in that, right? Like helping people. Dati, sumasama ako ng rally when I was in college. And I totally get the feeling. And the fire, the passion, right? He would have organizations to join. He would have activities na sinasamahan niya, whether it's like org meetings in Manila, helping out people in Cavite, farmers in Cavite. And then the most recent, of course, is helping out farmers in Concepcion Tarlac. He was part of that. There was a bunch of students who went there with the sole intention. And this is not the first time. That's why he would always ask me permission. And I would say, yes, fine, no problem. Just, you know, take care of yourself. And, you know, just be smart about things. And nung nagpaalam siya, it was an ordinary Wednesday, right? Like, wala. It was an ordinary Wednesday. Dad, punta kami ng Tarlac. And then after noon, baka mag-swimming kami. Yeah. Good. Okay, no problem. And the next thing I know is like, Dad, I get a text, right? Dad, huwag kang magpapanik.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst possible thing to say.
Don't tell Mom yet. His mom and I are not together. Yeah. But of course, we raise him. No, we co-parent. It's like, Dad, nahuli kami ng police. Ito yung situation. Parang, ha? Ano nangyayari? O, Twitter, tingin. Okay ka lang ba? Okay lang ako, Dad. Don't worry. Okay, fine. Actually, nung gabi na yon, meron pa kaming celebration sa bahay na hindi siya makakasama kasi birthday ng anak ni Madge, no? Panganay, no? Madge and I are together, right? She's 25, I think, right? So we had like great food. We had steak. Madge would always cook. I said, okay, family, eto nangyayari, ha? Pero hindi pa ako kinakabahan kasi nagte-text pa siya, eh. Nag-message pa kami, nagbibiruan pa kami. Oh, ano, okay ka lang ba dyan? Gusto mo magpadala ako ng ano, filet mignon? Meron tayong pasta dito? I was like, okay. Mas parang, wait, lumalalim na yung gabi, ah. Hindi pa sila pinapakawalan. So it turns out that the police came and put a stop to the activity helping out. This is all legalese, but you know, they're helping out the farmers. But then the police say, hey, the land is not theirs. So we gotta put a stop to this. It was very harrowing. Anong nararamdaman ko? As a person in general, ano ako, eh? Cool lang ako, eh. Relax lang ako. I will not panic. I will not do anything rash. But then iniisip ko rin yung options ko. Okay, number one, marami akong kakilala. Ipapabunot ko ba siya? Okay, ipapabunot ko ba siya para, okay, sige, out ka na dyan, uwi ka na Metro Manila sa Makati. Alam ko, that would not fly. Tacit agreement yan. Alam ko yan. That would not fly. At baka may insulto lang siya. Di pwede. Free one, free all. This was bound to happen. I told him, we both know that this was bound to happen because of your leanings, because of your activities. And parang in that way, parang na yung katauhan ko, no, yung self ko, na-brace ko na. It wasn't like a complete utter surprise that what is happening, why is my son in prison, etc.
No.
It's like it was bound to happen sooner or later, and it did happen. Mm-hmm. Right, and it's like, mm-hmm, you know, we know better now. Let's see what's gonna happen in the future. The moment, like, you see him when he was released and we saw each other again, it was very relieving, especially for his mom, myself, his tita Madge. It was Pelikula yun. Yung parang, oh my God.
Where's your crew? Where's your crew when you need them? Right?
Ay, nako. That was harrowing. It was something that, you know, you don't wish on anybody else's parent. Anybody else's kid. Pero, in a way, tingin ko kasama to dun sa process ng pag-grow niya. After nito, you won't hear me say na parang, oh, ayan, ha? Sabi sa'yo, ha? Huwag mo na ulitin yan, ha? Yun siya bilang tao, eh. Yun siya bilang, parang I'm taking away something that he really stands for and believes in. And, you know, the selfish part of me is like, dito ka na lang sa bahay, mag-keyboard warrior ka na lang. Or teach other people. Or just do educ sessions for the new members. Don't go on the field muna. Or huwag ka na sumama sa rally. Mainit ka na. Of course, sasabihin ko na, oh, mag-ingat ka. You know, like, you don't, you know, because situation is still hot, etc. But I don't have the heart to tell him, don't do this anymore, because it's what he loves to do. It's what he believes in, and that's going to be it. Hindi talaga. I don't see it. The most I can do is say, you know, just be extra careful. I can't ask him to stop. It would be very selfish. Because I admire him for it. I actually really, really proud of him for that. No, and it's something to tell his kids, the grandkids, ganyan.
You know, it's so funny because it looks like you're almost in pain to think that you would do that to him. Like, talagang hindi, like, it's really off the table for you that you would say something like that and try to box him in something, right? And make him do something that he didn't want to do. Why are you so adamant about that? Like, is that like a way that you were brought up by your parents?
For the present, it just means that I respect him too much. And I know, more than anything, I know my son too much, you know, to be able, like, alam ko naman, kahit magsabi ako, hindi rin naman, he will still go in his own way, right?
So he's like that.
Papahiya lang ako. Pero hindi, deep down naman, para, of course, nakikinig rin naman yan, pero I know how it goes, eh. Mas matalino yan sa akin, eh. Alam niya yung power struggles. Alam niya yung nangyayari dun sa society natin. Mas entrenched siya dun. ako nga, parang feeling ko nga, vicarious na yung pakikibaka ko eh, through him eh. Dahil siya, wow, na-fulfill niya yun. Yung parang na-extend niya to the nth degree. Yung mga ginagawa ko nung college. Parang alam niya yung gusto niyang gawin.
What exactly is an activist? What quality does he have?
I think it's really empathy for people who have less, who are in worse situations than we all are, the listeners, the podcast listeners. It's a genuine desire to help a fellow human, especially those overused, nasa laylayan. Ang kwento niya, Dad, tingin ko kung walang estudyante doon, doon sa bukid na yon, no? Tapos ang nandun lang yung mga police tsaka yung mga farmers. Deads na daw yung mga farmers. Deads na daw. Because armed yung mga police eh. Armed yung mga police. Sila wala. They had nothing.
As somebody with, you know what, Jason? As somebody with like a 5-year-old, wala pa ako dyan. As in, when I tell them to make subo, susubuin nila yung pagkain nila. As in, susunod talaga sila. So wala pa silang like mind of their own. You know, I still don't have to worry about phone calls from the police station. At what age, sort of, do they have this own brain that you can't change?
Oh, excellent question. Because, well, that now that you mentioned it, no, nakakamiss sa mga 5-year-olds. Ang dali eh.
Yeah. I'm still changing diapers now.
Ang decision lang yan kung ano isusot niya papunta ng mall eh.
This is true.
And they don't even care,
nila?
Right?
Diba? They can't feel for farmers and
I think ano yan eh.
When do I brace for this? When do I brace for this mind of their own can't change them?
You know what? I didn't keep track and it just happened I didn't keep track. It just happened along the way. It's like okay, my sons have opinions. It's like okay, my sons have opinions and okay, we can discuss it, we can talk about it. You just wake up na parang okay. Parang fully formed humans na sila, no? I think, ano to? Nagsisimula to, Ricky, sa ano eh. Oh, Lucas, Jacob, samahan niyo ako sa mall. May bibilin lang ako. Pagbata, di ba? Wala kang, no choice, man. You gotta go. And then like, they're eager. Because, you know, you get to take them out. Ngayon, i-schedule mo pa eh. Okay, dad, pwede bang, sorry, may, you know, I have a Zoom meeting, I have a class, or I have to finish something, etc., etc. So
malaki ka na, dad.
Okay, fine. So, like, I think it starts with the little things, like a decision making of their own. It starts with, dad, can I borrow that polo? I want a fit that I want to do when I go here. For my second son, Lucas, it's like, dad, can I go to Galleria? Can I go to Mega Mall? I have gala. Whereas before, of course, you know, mga kids ngayon, dad, I have gala. So,
gimmick? They need a gimmick? Oh my gosh. Is that not what they use anymore?
And so, okay. Whereas before, you would like okay, homeschool, home. And then now, like, okay, dad, it's a Friday. I want to go here. There's a thing happening. Oh, okay. Oh, you have your own thing now. Okay, and the only thing you want from me is money? It graduates towards over dinners, over lunches. You talk about viral tweets. You talk about the state of the country. You talk about the elections. It's like, and you bring them to the rallies. You bring them to Ortigas. And you really want to go? Oh, I want to go, Dad. I want to go. Fine, let's go.
You said, and you even said, I remember, that you learned something from him.
The running joke in the family is like the okay boomer. Wait, of course, hey, come on, Ricky, we're not boomers. Come on. They police me in the way. I'm in my 40s, right? Yung mga maliliit pa na mga biro, no? Okay, simple. And I'm super thankful for that. It's so cringy. But yeah, okay. You have somebody cooking for us, young person, girl, I said, ang sarap dito, grabe, pwede ka na mag-asawa, ganyan. Two boys calls me up, parang, Dad, ano ba? Do that. Don't do that. That's very sexist.
As in seryoso?
Yeah. I catch myself. Oh, damn. That is sexist. I'm sorry, it won't happen again. Iba yung ethical makeup nila, yung the way that they view things. I'm so happy eh, nagganun eh. I'm so happy that parang, they're able to police me. Na parang, okay, I get it. I'm gonna do better. Listening to music merong N-word. Ano ba alam ko dyan? Diba? Alam ko masama yan, okay? In the context of music, akala ko pwede. In the car.
Oh.
Dad!
All out ka?
Dad!
Wow!
Hindi, no, dad! There is no context that that is permissible. That. No, don't.
Who is this? Is this Jacob?
Both of them. Okay. Sorry. Never again. So parang, grabe, galing nito mga to. Yung parang, they're gonna come out as a better human being as than I am. And that's, my job here is done. Slowly and surely, they make up their own, they make their own decisions. They have an outlook of, they have, I'd love to take credit, Ricky, but hindi ko alam. Matalino yung mga bata na yan. In part lang, but, I'm happy that they're turning out that way. Very sensitive to don't get me wrong. I still have to remind them to ano ba? Using yung mga kama nyo, no? Magulo pa rin.
Okay.
Pa rin. They're not perfect. Ang gulo pa rin ng minsan yung mga workplace nila. Ano ba? Of course, dalawang beses ka pa rin bago sumunod sa iyo para pag may utos ka. But at least in the general scheme of things, okay. They're all right. The kids are all right.
So you have, Jason, how many do you have?
Okay, we have a blended family. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
The McDonald's bill will kill you.
Oh my gosh.
You do a takeout or you do delivery, you know. McDonald's is like the cheapest option.
Yeah.
But I think we do 4K, 4 grand.
Holy okay. crap. Like on a normal drive-thru.
That's right. Madge has three kids. That's Jana, Jaggy, and Ito. I have three kids, Jacob, Lucas, and Elise. Elise is my daughter. She is the youngest. And we're 1, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 total. Ricky, I'm happy to let you know we're building a house so that, because we live in a small apartment here in Palm Village, it's time to let go. We found a great place in Parañaque. We're building now. Hopefully Q4, 5 bedrooms.
Wow!
6 cats and it's gonna be awesome. It's we're looking forward to it. Just having a place of our own. We're very, very excited.
Yeah, you sound and look so excited. Has this been like in the works for a while now? Is this something that you've always wanted?
It has been in the works for a while. It's very difficult to construct a house in the middle of a pandemic. Let's not even talk about the cost yet, but it's like it's getting there. It's getting there, and it's the most important thing. Madge is out with the boys in IKEA right now looking for stuff to fill out.
How fun.
I know. And Madge thinks sometimes that I'm not excited enough, but I truly, truly, truly am.
Oh, we're gonna send her this episode so that she can hear how excited you really are. Well, this is like another phase in your life, Jason. Like another phase, a new beginning.
Yeah, the kids are excited. Jacob and Lucas have shared the room since forever.
They're gonna get their own.
And they're the most excited. It's like, Dad, RGB lights. Dad, what if I get a CRT TV and not an LED? Dad, a cameras over here, some albums, records. Like, okay, makulit ka, pero I get you.
Okay, you sound like you're having so much fun being a dad and being a parent, Jason, but I have to bring you back to you as a videographer. How long have you been doing? Has it been longer than you being a parent?
Excellent question. Not by much. Because I've been doing this professionally around 22 years. 1 or 2 years, plus 1 or 2 years when you count the Lucena days when I would do a job here and there. I was without a child around that time, 98, 99, 2000. But the 2001, napanganak si Jacob. And so it's like parang hand in hand yan.
Yeah.
Of course, a story of, I don't know, any parent's life. Tutok magpakanay. Yung second, since you're building a business and just really carving out a career, medyo, oh my God, parang inisip ko, oh my God, medyo absentee. Andun ka lang, parang wala ka sa, minsan wala ka sa birthday o kaya parang, i-compensate mo na lang with the material.
It's a hard
things.
Decision, right?
Yeah, oh.
Some decisions have to be made.
Oh, yeah. Correct. Eh. And then, naalala ko lang na, yung mga, although we're super duper close now, no, naalala ko na nakakatawa dati, galing ako sa ibang bansa, I know exactly what to get Jacob. And I get a coloring book for Lucas. In the airport, Judy was like, pwede na to. Parang, okay. Hindi ko pa alam kung anong gusto niya. But then, he's really blossoming now. And, yeah. And then, Elise is 12 now. So, halos sabay yan. Tama ka, no? There are decisions that had to be made. There are things that had to be done. But it is what it is, no? It is what it is, no? And then, you just try to be better in the future. You just try to be, like, a better parent, a better friend to them. The provider part, it's always going to be there. But being the provider, that's, I guess, in hindsight, it's not the end all and be all. They need a person to talk to, you know? They need a person to share stuff with. I guess that's really more important.
One of the things that Martin told me, Jason, when we had a conversation about, you know, I asked him, kasi, like, what's one thing that you wish moms knew about dads? And one of the things he said was that it's really hard also sometimes to be the provider, to know that, you know, it rests on you, the lives of your wife and your children, about to be the provider. You know, that's something that's often overlooked because, syempre, we form the fetus and we pop it out and, you know, we breastfeed and stuff. But that's also, what he said was also a major... Like, that's something big, right?
It is. Minsan, we don't even talk about it na. We don't even mention it because it's been de facto na siya. And, you know, mm-hmm. And that's fine. I mean, I embrace it because mm-hmm. I'm fortunate because I love what I do. Diba? Hindi siya 9-to-5. With all due respect to the 9-to-5ers, of course. But, like, I'm in a very good position because yung skill ko, I put it into good use. Well, of course... Nakakatakot yan nung may pandemic, right? So, oh my God. I'm telling you, Ricky, I was the first night. Ano yun eh, nagbakasyon pa kami sa Las Casas, all of us as a family. And then we drove home. Sinasara na, nagkakapanik na, hindi mo alam. Si Rudy Gobert, kinala niya yung virus. Ano ba may syempre, di ba? Basketball is life eh. But then, first night, I was parang, ano na mangyayari? ano na mangyayari? And true enough, humaba ng humaba. Akala mo may mga panahon na shit, ang hirap nito. Ang hirap nito. Hindi, may mga bagay na hindi ko na kaya na gawin. Pero thankfully talaga na nalampasan yan. Sinasabi ko sa iyo, no, talagang kain na kain yung savings. To the point na, you know, I have to tell the kids, like, guys, sorry, no McDo muna tayo, no Shakey's. Ha? Yung mga once a week natin dati, ano tayo, mga once a month na lang ngayon, ha? Gets nyo naman. No problem. Pero yung adjustment na yon, at saka syempre, yung frustration na, wait, what? Did I not prepare for this enough? Did I in any way fail or am failing this family because of a lack of preparation, mga ganyan? So you doubt, may mga ganyan, self-doubt. Nalampasan mo yan, meron ka mga bagay na parang, oy, buti na lang hindi ko nabenta yung property sa ganito, sa ganyan. Kaya pala. O, yung parang na unti-unti, no? Unti-unti na the Filipino term is like naigapang mo, no? Naigapang. That's why, you know, 2022, it's really nice. Things are monkeypox, notwithstanding, but it's, things are...
Oh my gosh.
Tell me about it. But things are opening up and we're good. It's getting better. Jacob is homeschooling now. Homeschool Global, and then Lucas, August 16, LaSalle, face-to-face, mm-hmm. 5 times a week, if
Ooh,
I'm not mistaken. So
with the girlies, yeah.
He's dying to get out of the house. Like, I mean, I'm dying to kick him out of the house. Like
parang, I can imagine.
Kapag, di ba, kawawa, walang prom, di ba, walang prom, na-miss out niya yun. And shining moment ni Matt dyan, yung magpapagawa ng damit, ng tux, ng suit, and di ba? Ang dami naming kaibigan willing to do that eh. Dati, I remember, may stretch limo pa dito sa Palm Village. Hindi namin alam kung paano nagkasya siya. No? That's her moment eh. Yung mga prom na ganyan. At least, he gets to have a ball for next year. And that's great. Yeah, buti na lang. And we're figuring out. Nawalan ako ng driver because of the pandemic. Okay, sige, ako muna. Let's see muna, si Tito muna. Let's see kung how you can get to LaSalle while we're still in Makati. It's a whole different ballgame how he gets to LaSalle when we're in Parañaque, but we'll cross the river when we get there.
Grabe. I feel like you're juggling So many children, Jason. So alam, many children and correct. So many weddings.
sobrang okay na the ages mesh and work well. Jana is 25, 22, Jaggy, and then 20 si Ito. It's like they just really mesh well. They get together, no conflicts, walang jealousy. Diba? The usual. Wala. It just... And they're much older. They're older, and that's why they understand the younger children more. They give much more understanding. But it's just a crazy family, crazy dinners. Ricky, that's why... Okay, people talk about my longevity in my career, in what I do. All and right, I right. owe it. I owe it to because of the children, of my kids, who keep me up to date, abreast.
Keep you relevant.
Exactly. Like,
right?
Like, you know, like Tito Jason, Poblacion. Okay, this is the new Travis Scott album. This person is dating Siza, si Gento, si Ganyan, si Young Blood, si Odd Future. Okay, sige. All right. And they keep me updated and up to date. Hey, have you watched this? Have you watched that? So it's great. It's great.
Yeah, no. It's like you're also feeding off of their energy and their just zest for life. Is that the cheat code to parenting? You just have to sort of vibe off of them and not try to order and command them.
I don't know if it's a cheat code, but
it's a great episode.
It is really. I'm having a great time, man.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say a cheat code, pero it works. It works. But Ricky, no? Mm-hmm. The other side of the coin.
Tell me.
Other side of the coin, no? It's all fun and games. It's all fun and games. If your kids treat you as a friend, as a person equal, air quotes, no? It's all fun and games when you share the Spotify playlists and give recommendations on Netflix, okay? But then the flip side is, kasi yung age, di ba? I wouldn't say it's close, but the mental age, no? Pasok eh. Pero when it's time to do the old school parenting that is necessary, sprinkled in however much you want, it's tough for me because ano eh, hihirap eh kasi ako yung cool dad eh. Ako yung cool dad eh, kaya good cop bad cop kami ni Madge.
But you're always good cop.
It would take a lot, like a lot, for me to be pushed over the edge. It's usually dun kami magkaiba ng parenting style ni Madge at dyan kami nagkakaroon ng conflict. Masyado akong chill. Minsan, ang tingin ko sa kanya, masyado siyang uptight. Masyadong KJ naman ito, di ba? But, you know, dito ko na lang ilalabas sa podcast na to na I totally get her point. Even though I am very vicious and combative when it comes to that, sometimes, na parang, ako na lang parati ang masama, ako na lang parati masama. Hindi pwede. Dapat ako, somebody has to put the his or her foot down. Hindi pwedeng parating pwede. Ako naman si ano, parang, okay. Parang,
that's nice.
Kailangan pa rin.
But I think, oo, no? Kailangan talaga. Minsan iniisip ko nga.
Hindi pwede parating, ano, chill. Hindi pwede.
Because you're the chiller one. Do your kids open up to you more?
Alam mo, weird din yung dynamic eh. Kasi there are a lot of things that they open up to Madge din eh. Parang, they don't talk to me too much about romance and relationships. Parang mas kay Madge na feeling ko eh. Mas una siyang nakakabalita eh. Mas una siyang nakakatunog. Pag ako yung nag-a-ask, ako yung nagpa-pray, wala. Parang brush off kagad eh. But, there are a lot of other things that we talk about which they're more comfortable with. Sana ma-develop, mas ma-develop yun, you know. Gusto mo yun sa, when you're old, when they're old, at the end of the day, di ba? Ang sarap nung makakausap mo sila eh, on that level. Eh. Yeah. Conversations. Yeah.
You know, I'm still in the, like I said, diaper changing era of parenthood. But you're already there where you can have mature conversations. Do you find that it's better than the diaper changing era?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something about me. I don't like kids. I don't like toddlers. I don't like children in general. No, ayoko la. Siguro ako yung mga kids ko tinolerate ko lang. But you know, I'm good. You know.
Hey, whatever, man.
Kapag ano, kids kasi yung parang, you know, come back to me when we can talk. I can't. Yeah. Again, Madge is the opposite. Madge is like the person who sends baby videos from TikTok or Instagram and like laughing her ass off. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's kind of cute, but it's okay, you know. But it's like, you know, baby drool and then, you know, and baby poop. It's like that.
Yung, yeah.
I want somebody to converse with. Parang ganyan. I think it's like, you know, it's just the personality. Kaya, you know, I'm happy. Kaya I'm happy that we are at this point. But again, whatever you say now, it still rings true. Can be said still today, please don't grow up too fast.
Please
don't grow up too fast. Come on. Like, parang freeze frame. Wag muna. But, you know, time.
Is there, because fatherhood and your career, they happened sort of at the same time. Is there something that you learned as a father, as a parent, as a partner, that you applied or found was also applicable to your job?
From my career to parenting?
Maybe we can do both, like both ways.
Great question.
But I feel like kasi, you're the good cop, you're the cool guy, and you will just roll with the punches. And, you know, you won't try to control the circumstances.
Totoo. Mas positive reinforcement. Mas ganon. Uh-huh. Siguro sa team ganon din eh. Sa team, when I approach a wedding day, it's really mm-hmm. more of, let's not try to control things that are out of our hands, no?
Yeah.
Let's just let things happen. That's a principle of the way that we shoot and approach weddings. Eh. Not a heavy hand. Yun, no? Parang ganun nga. Ngayon lang na-realize, never a heavy hand on the wedding. Never like parang, you should do this, you should do that. No. Let's run with it. Enjoy the day. And let's see what happens. Parang ganun. That's the approach.
And always, and you please answer, always, is there magic at weddings? Is there always magic at weddings?
The bullshit marketing answer is yes, there's always magic at weddings. But there is always magic about two people just really deciding to be together. Whereas before, I would be moved by the personal exchanges of a bride and a groom, of a couple in love so deeply, etc., etc. Now, I get to focus more on the other aspects of the wedding, the other people around the couple, the parents and the siblings, etc. And so when I see the way the parents look at their children while they walk down the aisle, when they give their speeches, I am more moved now by that. You know, the relationships. Iba-iba kasi naman yan eh, no? Wala, iba-iba yung relationships nila. Whether, like, how they were brought up, it's a reflection of the couple, of the bride and the groom. I am more moved by that now. Eh. And those are the things that I noticed. Na parang, ha, will this be me in 10 years, in 15 years? Like how will I give? Like, parang, it's stupid pala. And parang, like, recently, parang, how will I give the speech to when my children get married?
Oh, it's like, parang,
how do I do this? Do I do the stand-up approach or do I do, like, a super emotional, parang, It's a long ways from now, but those are the things that come to my mind.
Grab yung introspection, no?
Oh.
Oh, I can imagine.
Kasi I listen to everything.
Oh,
eh.
I can just imagine.
For me kasi, Ricky, yeah. Diba? I can make a great video. I will make, to be able to make a great video, I have to listen to everything. Not just see. Given na yan, eh, no? Ito yung mga nangyayari, I see it. But to be able to give full focus to what I hear, what the people are saying, what the priest is saying, what the pastor is saying, speeches, I am able to make a better story out of that. So, nadidrill ako nun eh, yung mga sinasabi nila eh. Parang iba.
Do you think that parenthood has given you like a special lens when it comes to what you do? Has it given you like an alternate lens?
Well, at the very least, in terms of parenthood, what I do is parang, damn, I gotta be great at what I do because I have six children to feed and that McDonald's bill ain't paying for itself. So in that way, it's like, okay, right, okay. But
yes,
then being around weddings, essentially in the Philippines setting, weddings are about family. right? Weddings are about family. No matter how, you know, how you slice and dice it, family yan. Family. A joining of families, leaving of families, etc. However you may want to look at it. Mas na ma-magnify yung ano eh, yung importance ba? The value of keeping it intact, of keeping everybody happy. I mean, di ba? I was married once. I was married once. It's like parang, it failed. Let me try again. There are struggles. You win some, you lose some. But then, at the end of the day, parang nandun talaga yung fruits ng labor. Nandun yung the eyes on the prize. Nandyan yun eh. Yung you're able to bring this family together. You raise them. You provide for them. Parang yun yung prize naman talaga eh. Everything else. Parang gravy yun eh. No? Nakakapag-ibang bansa ka. Nakakabili ka ng magandang gamit para sa kanila. But to be together. Tsaka minsan yun, Ricky, natitake for granted ko yun eh. No? Na parang, you know, Madge has been married before. I have been married before. And then, I don't talk about this enough. But to be together, to be able to have a second chance, no? At a family. I'm grateful, no? Diba? At the end of the day, diba? Aanin mo ang Instagram followers, aanin mo yung pera, aanin mo yung wealth, no? Those are nice, yes, don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, to have a family of your own who love you no matter what, whether you have zero weddings this month or, you know, 20 weddings this month, etc. Na parang people, sons who will police you, daughters who will send a playlist to you that, Tito Jason, listen to this. Ganyan. Ano yun eh? Invaluable. Walang kapantay yun.
I know that you have a lot to do, Jason, so I'm not going to take much of your time. But sounds like, you know, you're enjoying fatherhood, you're enjoying parenting. And because you cover and you witness so many weddings, if you were to hold the microphone at weddings and give your own piece of sound parenting advice, like family advice for the newlyweds, what would you say?
I think I would say that you have to let them be their own persons. You have to be open to that. Even though it can be difficult. Sometimes it's the most difficult thing, no? Because, you know, we have terms like mini-me. That's my mini-me. That's like, you know, because you're tying your identity to your child or, you know, you whether they like it or not, their identity is tied to yours, no? At some point in time, you have to let go and let them flourish on their own. We as parents, we're there as a support system. When they fail, when they fall, hey, we're still here. It's all right. And they will fail. Huh? They will fail. Like us, human. We will all fail. But it's nice to have parents behind them to support them and just, hey, you know, kaya mo yan. Okay yan. Kaya mo yan. But when I found out that Jacob's mom was pregnant, I was freaking terrified. Terrified. I didn't know what
How
to
terrified?
Do.
Paint me a picture. What were you doing? Where were you? Do you remember where you were when you found out? What were you wearing?
Mega Mall, El Pollo Loco, just the
oh,
two of
God.
Us. I mean, no,
she told you?
That's the
okay.
picture. Because we went to a test in Mega Mall. We didn't want over the counter. We want a clinic to make
sure. Sorry, how old were you, Jason?
I wasn't young. Maybe 26. Okay lang, di ba? Pero I was starting out my career pa lang. I was building the business. Like, oh my God, what a curveball. I was terrified. I was super terrified. And you know, you parents and the dads would say, you never know what to do. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna echo that. You never know what to do. Until now, I don't know what I'm doing. You just wing it. There's a lot of winging involved. So dads out there, future dads, it's all right. It's all right. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
I think this is why you're like the chill dad. It's because you were surprised by this, right? Maybe this is why.
I'm telling you, Ricky. Like, I have three
the
kids.
The origin story
I have
mo.
Three, I did,
Mega Mall.
El Pollo Loco.
El Pollo Loco.
Two piece with pita bread. Anyway, with tortilla.
With the salsa, was it mild spicy? Or like, did you go for the full blow spice?
Spicy tayo, spicy.
Tell me.
ever. Always a treat that when I go there. Yeah, so that was my experience. And you know, sometimes there are times in my life, right, in life right now, that you still don't know, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? I don't know anything. But, you know, as Jeff Goldblum said, life finds a way.
I like what you said earlier, never a heavy hand. Love it, Jason. Thank you so much for talking to me about your journey. I appreciate the honesty.
It was a pleasure. Nobody has talked to me about this.
Yeah.
In my history of talking, which I love to do.
Yeah.
It's very refreshing. It's scary, Ricky. It's scary because
Parenthood
and divulging information.
Yeah.
To a mass audience, though, because it is a new topic for me. But it is refreshing. It is cathartic. And I do hope the parents, the listeners, pick up one or two things, right? That's the key. That's the thing.
Sure,
one or two things, and we're good.
Yeah, always, always. Jason, thanks again.
Mother of Fact is proudly an Anima podcast. Check out other great content by following Anima online at AnimaPods on Twitter and Instagram. Digging the podcast so far? Leave a rating and don't be shy to record a voice message for me. You might just end up in the next episode. Click the link in the description or hit me up online. It's @RickyFlow.